after Sunset Shimmer ruined the dance.
I don't remember after that. Thankfully, I woke up from that horrible nightmare.
Look how far I can electric slide.
Where did trains come from?
God. Now that's what I call a train.
Sure.
Yeehaw! Your funny speaking cousin's here.
Babs! Slice the line in your funny accent!
Yeah, I ain't no palooka, you dig?
Prepare to be assimilated into the fun squad.
You got a cold or something?
I'm already the orange one, so don't get too cozy.
Prepare your eye sockets for visual delights and good time shenanigans.
A lot of families invest in education, but the Apple family poured all its resources into this one gigantic pumpkin.
You'd think it would have been an apple, but you'd be wrong.
Pumpkin? More like lamekin.
What is that? Some kind of strange alien spacecraft?
It's a pumpkin.
More like a lamekin.
Who's this new girl? She looks like Apple Bloom if she were left out in the sun.
That's not really a face that's going to sell many toys.
That's my lumpy cousin. She's gonna join our friend group.
So, you're gonna turn this obtuse triangle into a square square.
Yeah, you're just gonna like, you're just gonna, yeah, you walk away.
These basic skids be hella cramping on my style.
What?
Ooh, I was thinking I needed another third wheel.
Mm-hmm.
A third wheel, huh? Well, here's what I think of third wheels.
But I'm a third wheel.
Looks like some pony's gourd just got gored.
You squashed my squash!
What you gonna do about it, punk?
My pumpkin pie?
Come with me, girl who I'm going to guess is named Babs. Let's go back to the mansion and talk about Apple Bloom some more.
Or we could talk about Silver Spoon.
For the last time, no.
Babs is our friend.
No! Pay attention!
And now they have an orange one.
Ooh. Sweetie Belle, sad, beep, boop, beep.
That Babs is really twisting a knife in my side.
Not to mention, she stabbed Twist in the side with that knife.
What are we gonna do?
Let's sing a catchy song that'll get a million hits on YouTube.
That song was good, but it didn't really help our situation.
Oh. We could always tell the thought police.
I own the police.
Let's just hide here in Scootaloo's house until she goes away. Like the time the auditors came asking questions.
It gets lonely here at night.
Come on, girls. They say the spirit of Old Man McMilkshake haunts this very bakery. His ghost gives milkshakes to little fillies in need. And by the look of things, the legends are true after all.
No, it's Babseed. Looks like the tables have turned. Literally.
I can't believe Babs exercised the milkshake spirit.
And she burned down the bakery.
And she purchased the railroads.
We should brainstorm ideas.
We need to avenge Pumpkin.
Kinda weird how that whole giant fruit thing took off.
We can use a portal to bring her back. Two more parents can be resurrected before that plot thread is complete. Pumpkin never told me she was barren. All she had were bad seeds.
Huh? Oh, there you are. I thought you were in the clubhouse. I was out here making scary noises for an hour.
How dare you! This is my house!
Yeah? Well, now I'm converting it into a shopping mall.
With a Cinnabon.
No lamekins allowed.
Stop this madness now, or your bad behavior will just keep escalating.
I'll take the latter.
We're gonna merge the Cinnabon with a Swedish clothing store. I call it H&M.
Haunts this cinema, providing movies to fillies in need.
Which
which is good because the torrent had a bad seed.
We learned the true meaning of happiness. That food was named Snow White.
And that's why the film Daredevil sets unrealistic expectations for today's youths. Now, how many weeks do we think it will take the stallion outside to succumb to the freezing temperatures? 2 days?
I'm so tired of all this snow. If I lose my ability to ever see snow again, it'll be too soon.
Winter is the one great equalizer that our land relies on. It eliminates the weak and sinful. Without it, we'd still have all those humans running around on their crazy bicycles.
Oh my god.
Now, class, let's move on to our upcoming projects. The instructions are written right up here on the board where every pony can see. Snowblind, are you paying attention?
Wait, what? Who's there?
Please try to stay focused, Snowblind. This isn't just some tedious arts and crafts project in elementary school. You've already failed art class, video production, and net sports. If you don't get a passing grade on this project, I'll have to hold you back another year.
I wish the teacher would give me special attention.
She also failed Spanish, but that's unrelated to her vision problems.
Everybody hates working with Snowblind, and we talk about her behind her back.
Why is your voice so weird?
It'll be fine. I've just been so distracted doing other visual things, like watching TV and, flying kites.
You don't need to see to fly a kite.
Uh-huh, I know that. But just holding string isn't very fun.
Well, I never said class was dismissed, but I guess if you kids want to leave, I have no authority to stop you. Snowblind, they're waiting out there with snowballs. Just a heads up, it might get pretty brutal.
Oh, sure. I'll bet that this is all in good fun. Besides, that's why I'm named Snowblind. Because I love snow.
Well, good luck. Better get it over with now, or they'll just attack you tomorrow instead.
Sure thing. Oh. Well, here I go. Again.
Here she comes. It's Snowblind. Get her!
I can't believe the other kids stranded me on this cloud. I guess now's not a bad time to summon my one and only imaginary friend.
It's me, Monko the Clown! To be honest, I'm probably the least clown-looking imaginary clown, but in all fairness, it's not like you've ever seen one. Which sort of makes me wonder why you like clowns at all.
What do you mean?
It's just that it's a very visual medium.
That doesn't matter, Bonko. You make me happy. And if I can imagine you up, maybe seeing is possible too.
Well, you can only wish for whimsical things, not solve real-world problems.
So there's nothing I can do?
Nothing legal. But you could always use dark magic.
I could?
There's a rumor that if you wish upon a twinkle, you'll be granted one wish. But you should focus on getting good grades and making lots of money. You don't want to end up going to clown school and having body insecurity like me. Plus, with imagination, you can summon anything you want. Snowblind, look up in the sky. It's the balloon just for you.
I can't see it. Twinkles. I wish I had a twinkle. You can wish on twinkles.
Snowblind.
What are you?
It is I, Twinkle. I was summoned here because your life was so sad. I shall grant you your heart's desire, but in return, I require a sacrifice of flesh. Yes, yes. Carve deep the ancient runes that will unbind me. Cut deep as the world has done unto you. Bring forth a new age of darkness so that only you may see the light. Are you sure you don't want something more whimsical?
Snowblind, I've been yelling Vominoth for an hour. Don't you speak a lick of Spanish?
Bonko, Bonko, look.
Jeepers, Snowblind! Don't bring that thing inside the imaginary house!
thank you all very much for your hard work. It's so nice to see so many tedious arts and crafts projects despite the frigid temperatures and horrible living conditions. I'm especially glad that Twilight Sparkle isn't here pretending to be a fifth grader again.
How did she even find us?
She's been missing for over a month!
Do you ever wonder whose OC you are?
I tried to stop her, but she's stronger than she looks!
I have a last-minute submission. I look deep into my soul and...
You're blind.
Is that a snowflake?
Those things are incredibly common.
Maybe she got into the teacher's wine again?
I wish this was endearing, but it's not.
It's not that! I made a star!
A star? You can't make stars! It doesn't even look like one!
That's because I'm blind, you j-
Snowblind! Deliver this vessel to Celestia, and I shall beset your eyes with the gift of sight!
All my life I've been picked on by bullies, and I used to think that bullies were only abusive because they had been abused themselves. But now I realize that some ponies are just cruel and deserve to be punished. I don't want to just accept the bad life I've been handed. From now on, if I want something, I'm going to take it. I don't want to go to clown school or end up as some lonely middle-aged elementary school teacher, unfulfilled and wondering how I let my life get this way. I'm not some Christmas special martyr here to make you feel better about yourselves. So, my project is symbolic of all my complex feelings.
Interesting project, Snowblind.
It worked! I can finally see! Life is so much happier now. The world is such a beautiful place. I have no regrets. This gives me an idea.
Where are you guys? 1 minute I'm giving a pony a knuckle sandwich, and the next I can't see my own fist in front of their face.
Because we made you go blind.
We wished upon a twinkle.
You see, Babs, after seeing Snowblind, we decided to make a wish of our own.
And now we're trying to cleanse our bodies of sin since we invoked powerful dark magic.
Then you're blind, you won't be able to bully any ponies anymore. Why do I have to be in the water?
So we got what we wanted, but
at what cost?
What will I become? I guess sometimes it just takes one unspeakable cruelty to counteract another.
Is that really the moral?
Will I be blind forever?
You sure will.
Glarf!
Just a little to the left. Hooray!
Okay, Babs. Just step into the clubhouse located right behind you and we'll make you one of us.
Cool. I decided that even though I'm blind, I'm still gonna be cruel to others. Good. That gives what we've done a lot less moral ambiguity.
Babs! You ate all the Easy Mac in my house, and then you resealed the packaging so it looked like I still had lots of Easy Mac when I had none.
Bleh! I can eat whatever macaroni I want to!
I warned you about her.
I also locked your bathroom door and climbed out the window. So it's gonna be really difficult, though not impossible, to get back inside.
Whatever. I don't even go in there. You know I'm afraid of mirrors and their strange reflective properties.
You've already hurt Diamond Tiara's feelings. What more can you do?
Make you feel uncomfortable with my weirdly colored eyes.
I'm sure glad bad seed sees bad.
What the what?
Now she is protected from harmful cynical media that could influence bad behavior. So we're still the good guys, correct?